Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, February 6. Coming up, emergency medical service to open in Portmore, new pathology lab to be built in Mandeville, and public urged to buy into economic growth. The details after the break.
Christmas may be gone, but the season of giving is all year round. Save a life today by signing up and coming out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on February 7. Just call 926-359-024 or email your name and contact info to radio@jis.gov.jm and sign up. Visit us Tuesday, February 7, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 58A Halfway Tree Road. You're someone's type. Let's connect and save a life.
Now the news. The country's Emergency Medical Service, EMS, is to be expanded this month with the opening of a new facility at the Waterford Fire Station in Portmore, St. Catherine. EMS facilities are staffed by emergency medical technicians trained to respond to road traffic accidents, severe bleeding, unconscious persons, and other emergencies. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, in an interview with JIS News, said the country's emergency medical service is more effective under the Jamaica Fire Brigade.
We really don't have an effective public emergency service, and the only part of this that was provided by the fire service, and it's something that should be examined for possible expansion. But I'm sure the Ministry of Local Government is looking at how we can do that. It is likely to be much more effective within the fire brigade. Bear in mind, the fire brigade is a kind of paramilitary. They are highly disciplined, highly trained, keeping fit at all time, ready to react quickly.
Dr. Chang was speaking at a graduation ceremony for 107 new firefighters in St. Mary on Saturday. The Southern Regional Health Authority, SRHA, will be getting its own pathology laboratory, expected to cost just over $37 million. It will be constructed on the property adjoining the Mandeville Regional Hospital. The lab, the brainchild of the Lions Club of Mandeville, was launched on February 3. Chairman of the Board of Management of the SRHA, Wayne Chen, delivered a speech on behalf of Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, who described the launch as significant.
It is one of the examples of the public sector, private-public partnership. The reality is that we need almost twice the size of the current central Ministry of Health budget if we are to adequately fulfill the health and wellness needs of the public. The country is operating on a very tight fiscal program. The government cannot do it alone.
When completed, the facility will serve Manchester, Clarendon, and St. Elizabeth, eliminating the need for the region's lab tests to be processed at the Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James. Government Senator Matthew Samuda is calling for legislative changes that will see the imposition of a mandatory minimum penalty of 25 years imprisonment for convicted child abusers who have a high duty of care. Making his contribution to the State of the Nation debate in the Senate recently, Mr. Samuda cited some individuals with a high duty of care as pastors, police officers, and teachers.
Mr. Soka Boss and our security forces are to be given our full support in rooting out and bringing to justice any corrupt person that may prey on the nation's children. Whether that person goes by the title pastor, police, or whether that person is the average Jill or Joe, the rule of law must prevail.
The State of the Nation debate gives senators the opportunity to address issues of national importance. And Deputy Chair of the Economic Growth Council, Ambassador Nigel Clark, is urging members of the public to appreciate the role they must play in securing economic growth for Jamaica. Mr. Clark says many low-income earners mistakenly think they have no role to play in achieving economic growth in Jamaica by virtue of their small earnings. These persons, he says, must begin to think and act as private sector small business owners and take advantage of the various tools at their disposal, including loans and business management training.
So the lady at the market selling her goods is a part of the private sector. The sky juice vendor is in and operates in the private sector. The household helper works in the private sector. The kind of growth we seek, therefore, comes from the bottom up. So the economy as a whole benefits to a significant degree from the formation of the incremental firm, from the expansion of the incremental business.
Ambassador Clark was addressing a recent public lecture on the topic, Jamaica's Economic Growth Agenda, held at the University of the West Indies, Mona Campus. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.